Life expectancy in the U.S. is getting longer. As of 2012, the average span had extended to 78.8 years. That has created other challenges and options, including more palliative care and a need for additional caregivers. Those are just a couple of the topics that will be covered at this weekend's final transition conference in Tucson. One of the presenters is Sheila Warnock, who specializes in caregiving. She says more people, especially baby boomers, are more willing to talk about end of life than previous generations.
When you don't know what something is about, or you don't understand it, or it's foggy, or you have fears about it, if you can't express them or talk about them and learn from others who have the experience in that area, or like some of the experts who are coming, I mean, that's their life's work. It's the best way to grow and get past your fears is to start talking about them and learning about them. And I do think that boomers are the type of people that are not going to age like their parents aged. You know, everybody's trying to stay as healthy and fit as they possibly can, and I think they're working longer, too. It's a different kind of aging, but in the end, we all have to, you know, pass away at some point.
It seems like the expanding use or expanding reach of hospice, how has that changed things? What are your thoughts on hospice?
It's very important. A lot of people don't really make use of hospice until the very end, when those services could be helping them much sooner than they allow them to. I think hospice people are wonderful because they help you if you are, you know, a non-medical person, to understand when death is really close, you know, when it's coming sooner, because I don't think people recognize that in their loved ones so much, because maybe it's too close or it hurts too much, but they really walk you through every step of the way. They're with you. You get the best care for your loved one when they're at that stage. It's phenomenal, the difference that hospice makes.
Can hospice make it so people are perhaps less scared about what's next?
You know, I think people being scared or not scared of death is an individual thing, and it's not something that, you know, somebody can just change your mind about. Again, it's having dialogues about this, reading articles about death and dying, helping others, and this is why Share the Care is important, helping others who are going through, you know, end of life. You learn so much from doing that. It helps to prepare you for anything that comes down the road for you in the future. And also, when you're working together as a group of people, it's much less frightening to face death, you know, because you can talk about it and discuss it and have the support of others when you're feeling vulnerable.
However long you live, no one's going to live forever. Is there a certain commonality that we all have because of that? And does that make it ultimately easier to talk about, more productive to talk about?
At the end of life, there's so much opportunity for healing, not curing, healing. So much emotional baggage that people might have with someone that can be cleared up with a few words, with a touch, with just being with someone when they're at that point.
Sheila Warnock, one of the presenters at this weekend's final transition conference in Tucson.